I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's great to be with you. The podcast, Busting Balls. Pat Caputo here with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. And the Tigers have had a horrible year. And, Evan, it hasn't just been, I think, at the major league level. It hasn't been quite as pronounced at the minor league level because you don't see it every day. But it's dawned on me that something's really, really wrong in a certain way with the organization. I hate to use the word systemic. It's kind of one of those buzzwords, and it's got a harsh connotation to it. But I do think there's some systemic issues that have infiltrated the Tigers very, very quickly from last year to this year, for whatever reason. And whether Alavila is going to be back or not back, and all those different things. They've got to get into a realm where they corral this before it really starts to infiltrate them. And what I mean by it is we saw what happened with Spencer Torkelson when he came up. It was relatively predictable, right? But this thing with Riley Green is puzzling to me. You know, and I know people are like, well, he's just a young player and he's doing this and that, and he really hasn't done that bad. Well, he hasn't done that well either.
Right.
And I think Riley Green's somebody with a lot of talent, but he's not playing the game nearly as well as I anticipated and the way I saw him play last year at AA and AAA. Or when he initially came up and, you know, took some walks and got on base and everything. It's like all that's been going wrong with the Tigers kind of rubbed off on this guy. I don't think that whole thing helped Torkelson either. And I think if you look through the minor leagues, a lot of injuries, a lot of disappointing players that haven't gotten it done. There have been some bright spots, and we'll touch on those as well. And I just think the organization is kind of lost in space here. I'll give you an example. And I posted this up on Twitter. Kerry Carpenter, right? He's a, 15th round draft pick or whatever.
15 or 16, yeah.
Yeah, from Virginia Tech. Wasn't a great college player. Wasn't a bad one either, right? But he gets into minor league baseball after the pandemic year, starts to show something and really shows a lot this year. OPS over 1,000 at AA and AAA. 30-some home runs, a lot of RBIs. A high batting average, not that bad a strikeout rate, left-handed hitter. Defensively, there's some question marks about him. But, I mean, he's earned a promotion. I mean, this is not June. This is not even July. This is August. All right, so what else? And he's 24 years old. So what else does he have to do to get to the major leagues? If it were Torkelson or Green or any of the other prospects that they drafted in recent years who were younger, they would have him in the major leagues. So that's wrong thinking. And the wrong thinking on Akil Baddoo is, hey, you know what? You got to see what Akil Baddoo can do right now. No, you know what Akil Badu can do right now, which is nothing.
Right.
All right. I mean, you can put him out there every day for the rest of the year, and it's highly unlikely he's suddenly going to go on some super hot streak and pull it together. He was a major league player last year. He's a major league player maybe in the future, but right now he's not. So what's the message that's being sent out? Why? Where are they with things like this? It's puzzling to me, and it dawned on me. I was watching them the other day, Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching, you got Spencer Torkelson hitting fourth and Carpenter hitting fifth. So there's already a symbolic thing there, like, oh yeah, Carpenter, he should be hitting fourth, and Torkelson should be hitting lower in the order. Because Torkelson had a couple hits in the series against Iowa's team they were playing, the Cubs farm team. But before that, he really wasn't doing anything. Carpenter's been hitting from day one.
I looked it up today. He's hitting .210.
Yeah, yeah. And he's still not raking on the fastball. So I'm watching this game, and this kid's pitching. His name's Hayden Weschke. I think I pronounced his name right. He was just acquired in a trade by the Cubs at the trade deadline. Double-A prospect that they moved up to Triple-A. Throws really hard. This guy's gassing it up there 95, 96 every pitch. Okay, so you got the power arm on there. Torkelson not touching this guy's fastball. As a matter of fact, the announcer calling the games from the Cubs, he's like, well, he got away with a high fastball to Spencer Torkelson. I'm thinking, no, he didn't. He hasn't. I've never seen him hit a high fastball that's 90 plus. He threw a 96 mile an hour fastball to Carey Carp, and that thing was out in a grand slam in 2 seconds. He laid the bat on it, powdered it out in left field, put a dent in their scoreboard there. If it were Bull Durham in that,
right.
The cow would have started. You know, I mean, it was just a powder shot. So what is the message that they send?
Well, okay, so just listening to you talk, it makes me wonder if, and I have never agreed with this, but I've always thought a GM, a manager, don't listen to the fans, trust
right.
what you do. And I'm wondering if they did do that, listen to the fans, and maybe rush Torkelson and, well, Green had the injury, up a little bit too soon, right? And that's where my question's going to end up, but... Now, sending Torkelson back down, you don't want to send him back up, but just being around baseball as long as you have been, when do you think it is in AAA baseball when you say, all right, we've seen enough of a kid here, this is all he's going to do, right, to move him to the major leagues? Like, maybe Spencer Torkelson just wasn't ready at that point, and then maybe
obviously
they did the same thing with Green coming off an injury, rushing him back.
Well, look, I had no problem with them keeping Spencer Torkelson on the team to start the year. I said at the time that Spencer Torkelson proved pretty much everything he needed to prove at AAA or AA or whatever, but there was one issue that he had to adjust to in the major leagues, the fastball.
Right.
All right, and also at the early in the season, you're playing in really cold weather. He's never played in weather like that. So that combination was going to make it really tough for him to get off to a real good start. But once it started getting to, 200 at-bats, the weather's warm, he's getting far worse instead of better, is just a confused mess to keep him up for how many at-bats that
yeah.
they did. Got to the point of absurdity, absolute absurdity. And to the point where you're listening to, okay, we all expected Spencer Torkelson to be really good. It may happen, but he's not remotely ready for major league pitching, and there's an element to his swing in his game or whatever you want to describe it as an offensive player's hit tool where he may not reach that fastball. That is a definite concern. But it wasn't just going to happen with him getting at bat after bat in major leagues. It's the same with Akil Badu. And in the situation with Torkelson, I really didn't see anybody that they should call up from the minor leagues that it was blocking. So, okay, but they eventually send him back down. The problem I have here is every game Badu plays, it's not good for him. Every game, every home run that Carey Carpenter hits in AAA is a wasted home run.
Sure.
All right. And you never know. Players go through ups and downs that are amazing sometimes, that the Carpenter is maybe having the best year of his life, And maybe it's just a 2 or 3 year thing, or maybe he's a prospect that you know, one of those rare late round prospects that
blossoms late. Yeah.
Right. You don't know, but what he's doing in AAA right now, he can hit a major league fastball. We've seen that. I've seen it on multiple occasions. The other guy, Torkelson, hasn't. Badu couldn't hit, you know, anything right now. He's so confused, and he's not playing well defensively.
Right.
So if you're sitting there saying it's a defensive issue, well, you need to find out what you got to work with this other kid. So I have a problem with what they're doing here. I don't know why they're doing this. It doesn't make sense. Starting his clock for a 24-year-old 15th-round draft pick.
Yeah, what does it matter?
What does it matter at this point late in the year? And the message, and this is a problem that I have with them, the message that they send is like, well, we're just going to keep putting you out there. And that's a, you know, it's a basically what they've done. They didn't make any deals at the trade deadline and shake it up at all.
No, they didn't.
They kept Gregory Soto. What are you putting a big price on Gregory Soto? Was anybody shocked he came in the other day and started walking, guys? I wasn't. Were you?
No, because that's what he has done in his career. He's
pretty,
always...
you know, yeah. Once, you know, he's got a big time arm, and sometimes he's really good, but
he's wild. He's inconsistent.
Yeah, he's inconsistent, wild. And I know they put him on the All-Star game, and Joel Jimenez was in the All-Star game and everything.
Wow.
But not having relievers is not right the key if you can get somebody. So where are you not identifying players in all these different organizations to try to acquire for your assets instead of putting the same players out there and expecting a different result? And this team's driving me crazy. It's not just a composition of their roster thing. Pop up the other day, Harold Castro and Willie Castro. No, it was Cody Clements and Willie Castro. And they just stood there and watched each other, you know, let it drop in there for a foul. I mean, it was an easy play at the major league level. The so-called contact play. Riley Green's on third base. He runs home, gets thrown out at the plate. Carrick Skubal turns his back to the play, and everybody turns their back to the play, and guy takes second base. Then they throw it in, and it goes to third. This type of stuff has been happening all year, and they've had a really, really bad approaches at the plate sometimes. Like they're almost like just going through the motions and collecting their checks. So they're not creating any kind of competition. There's no accountability going through any of their organization for playing time or whatever. And there's no creativity doing it. There's no analytics department, evidently, getting the general manager to make some deal. Evidently overvalued his relievers.
Right.
Because everybody has relievers now. So, you know, there's been a lot of tough breaks and a lot of things that have happened. But everything that they did right on the field last year, this goes to A.J. Hinch, they're doing wrong this year.
And that's what I wanted to ask was how much does this actually goes on A.J. Hinch? Because what I hear day in, day out, it's all Al Avila, it's all his fault. But at some point, you have to look at the manager and say, what is he missing here, right? Because you're talking about, so last year, if the Tigers did indeed overachieve with their 77 wins, right, he got the best out of them.
He did, definitely.
So where is the disconnect and that it goes from a steady incline to a sharp decline?
Right. Well, it was just kind of a quick climb up because Torkelson and Green did so well and Mize and Skubal did so well.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Last year. So it looked like everything was going up.
Yes.
Because, and then all of a sudden it went down. And that's what I'm talking about with the systemic issue. If the things we're talking about at the major league level,
yeah,
poor fundamental play, players disinterested. You know, it's not about whether you run out of ground ball. It's whether you keep your head in the game.
Yeah.
And they're not doing that. The minor leagues, a bunch of disappointing players. You know, Gage, Workman, and all these other guys that you read all this stuff about.
Absolutely.
Terrible years. Trey Cruz, you know, hit a couple home runs. He's hit some home runs lately. Yeah, but look at his overall numbers. That Cabrera guy wasn't able to handle the level they put him at, so they move him back. I mean, one player after another. People expecting Cody Clements to come up. What did he do?
And that's who I was going to bring up. Well, he's tearing the cover off the ball in the minor. And
get him on.
And that's why I asked the question of, but is there a certain point where you identify that's all they're going to do? And like you said, AAA wasn't going to benefit Spencer Torkelson. But what is the in-between there? Is there no in-between? Because
you have to, one.
Mike Hessman, you know what I mean?
You have to establish that you got a right way to play the game. Two, you know, and they haven't done that. A.J. Hinch has not done that in that clubhouse. Not this year.
No, because it seems like the only times he sits players, it's not for poor play like dumb errors or fundamentally wrong in the field. It's more or less, well, I need to give them a break to mentally clear their head because they're so poor at the plate as well. And it's like, what do you do? Like, is it making an example out of somebody?
Well, it's not making an example out of them. It's holding them accountable simply by not playing them or doing things. I'll give you an example. Jim Leland had a problem with Pudge. All right, Pudge was a problem when he first got the job. So Leland comes in. Pudge, remember, he went to Columbia or whatever in 2005, and he just basically checked out on Tram, and they had Dimitri Young, and there were a lot of things. That was the worst clubhouse I'd ever seen. 2006, Leland comes in, and they're doing pretty well, right? They're winning games, and he famously, you know, lit into him after a day game when they were on a road trip heading out and all that. But with Pudge decided that be Pudge and selfish, right? So he gets into a stupid argument with a umpire, gets thrown out of the game, just like he had the year before. Instead of the next game, Pudge, you know, being at hitting third, which when Tram wanted to move him out of the third spot, he whined and, you know, just went, you know, just totally went and checked out. Leland hit him sixth. Just dropped him to sixth. And he didn't say anything about it. He didn't come in to the media or whatever. You know, I was on the trip. It was to Boston. And the next day, Pudge didn't start. And then Leland, after Placido Polanco got hurt, and you can look this up, he put Pudge in as a defensive replacement at second base.
I remember that Pudge had to play second.
And when we went up and talked to him about it, okay, Pudge didn't have anything to say because he knew he wasn't going to win something with that manager in there that way. Drew respect. Sparky was the same way. So at some point, you got to lay down the law in your clubhouse. Like, hey, you know, and I remember Verlander in 2008, and I can't go into all the details, but he was really immature at that time compared to what he became. And he had a terrible year that year. And a situation in Cleveland, and man, Evan, you would have loved to have heard Jim Leland's off-the-record rant on that.
Much better.
Okay.
As good as Earl Weaver?
Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable. And it was, I still wouldn't repeat that to this day, but I remember Chuck Hernandez, the pitching coach, was doing the good cop thing with him after Leland did the bad cop thing with him. Justin Verlander was a much better player because of that. You know, his teammates at that time were starting to sour on him because he was acting like an immature baby. So, you know, and real good managers establish the clubhouse so they have to have leaders. They need leaders on that team and leaders that come from within their organization. That's what they need. They need a way to play the game is the right way. Al Avila this has been disappointing. It's not all the tough breaks. You know, everybody thought Austin Meadows would be better. It's not about a lack of spending money. The Al Avila situation, the things I would criticize him for, why is, Chafin, got a one-year deal with his opt-out?
Yeah, he should
be gone. Why does Baez have a two-year deal with his opt-out? Why does Rodriguez have a two-year deal with his? These contracts are horrible. All right, so those are the things that I would criticize him for, too. Hey, you got to make deals at the deadline. You got to. You can't just sit there and put that same team out there. And where's that whole situation with Carpenter? Get his ass up here. If for no other reason than to send the message about, hey, if you play well, you move up. If you don't, that's it. So, the other stuff, you can, people have been, flapping their jaws about it, and they're right. You know, Al Avila's on the verge of possibly losing his job.
Absolutely.
And the reasons aren't necessarily the reasons that were given. And the conclusion was probably too early. But where I looked at what's going on with this team, with Avila and Hinch, both who I respect a great deal, all right? It's not anything personal. But when that team won six games in a row, and they were eight games out in the wild card, and they were in a situation where they could possibly have some respectability, they lost like 12 out of 14 games.
It was
and totally checked out.
Yep.
All right, and at that point, that was, to me, a turning point. And for both those, and if Al's back, and there's more of a possibility of that than people think.
I agree with that, too.
And Hinch is, I think, certainly going to be back regardless. And their analytics department, it's one thing to have an analytics department. And people don't understand. It is the single most important thing in your friggin' organization. It's why the Yankees are really good and Dodgers. Beyond money, beyond their managers, beyond anything. And when they don't come up with any answers, none, and it's not in conjunction with what the general manager does, there's something systemically wrong. And when you have an analytics department, medical staff, and you have that many arm injuries, there's something systemically wrong. So while it was so promising, it has taken, like you said, I think you had the best analogy, went up like a rocket and went down like a rocket that got shot out of the sky. They've got to somehow figure it out. But it's not going to happen. You know, you're going to keep playing a kill Badoo and whatever. And it's not going to happen if you take your best minor league player by far and one of the best in minor league baseball and you have him hitting fifth behind your first-round draft pick who's not nearly as good a hitter right now. I'm just telling you, man, he's not. He may be in the future, but he's not right now. Akil Badu is not a major league player right now. Why is he in the major leagues?
Neither is Cody Clemens.
None of those. So why aren't you?
Yeah, making those moves.
And why didn't you get somebody to see if they could play?
Well, that's the craziest part. Now, Pat, I just got to ask one thing.
There's a problem there. And that's honestly how I feel about it. Now, I maintain my patience.
Yeah.
I did not, rush to judgment. I don't think any of this is unfair. I honestly don't. I think it's pretty harsh, but I think it's the harsh reality of it. And, where is this going to go from here? I mean, because it's really, really it's not going to be solved just by Al getting fired.
Well,
I can promise you that.
And that's what I was going to ask, because a lot of people say Al is the reason that all of these players are out on the field. Don't you believe, and this is going to be my last question for you in regards to this, but don't you believe that A.J. Hinch had to also agree on Javi Baez and Eduardo Rodriguez and Chafin?
Yeah, A.J. Hinch has been like Teflon on this. A.J. Hinch is, I think he's a great manager. I know people are going to get mad at that or they're going to say, well, that's a contradiction. It isn't. And managers can only do so much and all that. I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
But he has his, when your team checks out on you, they just check out on you. Yep. And the whole world knows it. And look, it's not just, you know, the folks that are in the media who all of a sudden have to comment on something that they don't follow day to day or whatever. People who, there are a lot of folks in this town who actually know baseball. All right, a little bit more than maybe they know. It's inexcusable, undefensible. It's without question. Okay, so if there's some denial about that or somebody being mad, you can point to a thousand different examples of it. Where last year there was a lot of praise because it was just the opposite.
There was promise,
and you know, like I said, I can't emphasize this enough. You got an analytics department. They better do something for you. They better do something for you. So anyway, we didn't get to the positive parts of it today, but a couple players, Pacheco hit a couple home runs, and you know, kids.
No, you did talk about the most positive person, and it's Cary Carpenter. That is the most positive thing they have going for him right now.
Yeah, but bring him up, give him a chance. If he doesn't get any hits, is he going to do any worse than Akil Badu?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, what are you ruining here at this point? Like you said, he's 24, so that's old for a prospect.
Oh, he doesn't have confidence?
If you saw that Spencer Torkelson could do all that he could at AAA, and this kid's done that and more, then...
He's hit over 30 home runs and less than 400 at-bats.
This year, he has performed at every level and every challenge he's had, he's overcome.
And scouting-wise, I'm just telling you, man, 96-mile-an-hour fastball for a prospect that the Yankees just traded for a real good reliever.
Yep.
In the Cubs system, he whacked that ball, and Spencer Torkelson had no clue against that guy throwing his fastball. Hmm. We enjoyed it. We'll talk to you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.